Psalm chapter 119, and I've dipped into this for several weeks since we've finished up the book of Proverbs, and I'm really thinking seriously about going into a short series on really exposing secular humanism, and also showing why there's been such a turning from Christian principles in our world at large and in our nation. And so I'm thinking seriously about that. I don't know when I'm going to start it. Then I may go through an Old Testament book of the Bible, like Jonah or Esther or something like that. I usually like to do a... right now we're doing John on Sunday nights, but I always like to be going through another Old Testament book. We were in Proverbs for years. So anyway, those are some ideas that are in my mind praying about. But we're going to look at Psalm 119 and verse 47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Now it's interesting, if you've noticed the progression in these verses, just go back to verse 43. He prays, "Take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments." And if that is true, he says, "So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever." And then he says, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." He understood the nature of spiritual liberty and freedom. It's in obedience and alliance and loyalty to the word of the living God. That's where freedom is. It's never been in sin. It's always, freedom's always in the precepts of the word of God. And when he is free, when he is walking in God's ways, he is vocal about the truth. He says, verse 46, "I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed." Now, he says in verse 47, "I will delight myself in thy commandments," and I love this phrase, "which I have loved." Now, you can tell a lot about a person's spiritual condition by what satisfies them, what gives them delight. That which brings the most satisfaction to us will surely be the object upon which our affections are centered. Now, for David, as you read through the Psalm 119, his delight was found in God's Word. And he expresses the Word in different ways. But notice what he said in verse 16. "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Notice what he says in verse 24. "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Verse 35. "Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." Verse 47, we've just read. The point is, the man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel, who expressed some of the most beautiful songs and and poems in all of the Word of God. God used him in a great way. He says that his delight, his ultimate satisfaction, is in God's truth, in his law, in his commandments, and it's the thing that brought him delight. And he walked in God's ways. He loved God's ways. It was the dominant theme of his life. The Word was an active force in his life, and it brought him joy and happiness. I'm going to ask you today, as you sit here, as you're listening to the Word of God, as you have it open before you, do you delight in it? Do you really love what God's Word teaches? Is it something that satisfies you, encourages you, instructs you, helps you, comforts you? Because all of the Scriptures are intended to do all of that. And it ought to bring delight to us. We ought to say with Job, I've desired the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. God's Word should be the predominant literature in our lives. We're starting a new year. I encourage you, keep practicing BBB, Bible before breakfast. Read the Word of God. Let it be the thing that guides your day, the truth of the Word. Now, I know that in my lifetime, there have been times that other things may dominate my thinking. I'm just here to tell you, when you get out of God's Word, you get out of prayer, you forsake God's house, you don't delight in the things of God, what happens is you begin to listen to the world. You turn to the counsel of the world, and it will drag you down. It'll infect your mind. People talk about being brainwashed. The only people that are truly brainwashed are those who are washed by the water of the Word. I want my brain to be washed with God's truth because there's cleansing there. The alternative is a lot of brain dirtying. Think about the things that people delight in today that they've made their idols. It comes in the form of sports, fashion, culture, pop music, rock music. Do they even say rock music anymore? Ungodly music. Think about the things people take their most satisfaction from. Things that really, in the grand scheme, they're all going to burn up. This is the one thing in all the world that is forever settled in heaven. God's Word. It has lasted through every human government. God's Word still remains. Now I am telling you better keep your printed Bibles. You might even want to start collecting them. A lot of people in the last, 10 years, everybody wants to go digital. And I always said, if everything is online, whoever controls what's online can easily eliminate God's Word. So I hope you have one like this. Preachers sometimes think I'm real old-fashioned because most of my library is in physical books. That's how I study. It's just the way that I am. I like having a book. I like how it feels. I like being able to mark it And of course, the librarian, she's really eating that up, man. Because it's true. There's so much value in good books. And I've got a lot of them. Oh, I shouldn't have said that online. I hope they never get burnt, because I've got some that are so valuable, so chocked full of truth and encouragement, and they've helped me and encouraged me to delight in God's Word. I think it was Spurgeon that said, live in the Bible and visit good books. But I would encourage you to learn to collect good books, the Word of God, and others that are favorable to the Word of God. But the Word is what brought him joy and happiness. You see, I believe that when we walk in the way of truth, we walk in a path of peace and pleasantness. Psalm 36, verses 8 and 9 says this: they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Charles Bridges commented, that which is the burden of the carnal heart is the delight of the renewed soul. The former is enmity against God, and therefore is not and cannot be subject to His law. The latter can delight in nothing else. If the gospel separates the heart from sinful delights, it is only to make room for delights of a more elevated, satisfying, and enduring nature. He wrote that in the 1840s. I know it to be true. As I look back over my spiritual history and back to when I was unsaved and the things that dominated my thinking, that delighted my life, they were all transitory. And they all, in one way, shape, or form, were so detrimental to my emotional, physical, spiritual health. But when God saved me, He turned me around completely. He gave me a hunger for the Word of God. I understand what Jesus said when He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's Word is my food. It's my encouragement. It's my help. It's my comfort. It's my delight. And any time that I stray from it, I feel discomfort, because the Spirit of God begins to convict me. All that we would learn to delight in God's commandments and to be able to say with David, I love those commandments. I love the truth. I love obeying it. I love standing for it. I love talking about it. I love applying the Word to my life and walking in it and living in it. All that would be the driving force of our lives, that we would abide in Christ and in His truth. God bless you.